Please welcome today's contestants. A pediatric neurology resident, originally from Agoura Hills, California, Maddie Cahan. A civil engineer from Burbank, California, Carlos Chaidez. And our returning champion, an attorney from San Francisco, California, Kristen Husek, whose three-day cash winnings total $24,808. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. Not a big total for Kristen, as you just heard, but keep in mind that she is a three-day champion. Carlos and Maddie, welcome aboard. Good luck. Pick up those signaling devices. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. Categories are the era of good feelings. Next, pop culture. Three-syllable words. Military matters. Literary quotes, and finally we want you to let it roll. Champ, start.
Let it roll 200.
We're going to roll out this cylindrical wooden container. What do you usually roll out? Roll out the barrel? Kristen, don't make it tougher than it is.
I'll go pop culture 200.
During a 2017 performance of this Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, a service dog ran after Bombalurina, one of the title characters. Maddie.
What is Cats?
That's it.
Pop culture for 400.
He's a producer as well as a star of several Fast and Furious films and of 2020's Bloodshot. Carlos.
Who is Vin Diesel?
He's the one.
Pop culture, 600.
When James Corden got Paul McCartney in his vehicle in 2018, they switched seats several times during this Beatles tune. Carlos.
What is Hey Jude?
No. What is Baby? You can drive my car. Carlos, back to you.
Three-syllable words, 200.
The apparent boundary line between the earth and sky. Carlos.
What is horizon?
Yes.
Three-syllable, 400.
A meeting for discussion, or the Big Ten. Carlos.
What is conference?
Correct.
Three-syllable for 600.
To go dormant through winter, one experiment had a brown bat do it for 344 days in a fridge. Carlos.
What is hibernate?
Yes.
Three-syllable, 800.
For 2, 5, and 11, it is 6. Kristen.
What is average?
Yes.
Three-syllable words, 1,000.
Time to do this. Recite a verb's inflected forms. I am, you are, she is, we are. Maddie.
What is conjugate?
You got it.
Pop culture, 800.
For an ad, Preparation H wanted this song, a big hit in 1963. The singer's daughter, Roseanne, said no. And that would be Ring of Fire. Maddie. Back to you.
Pop culture, 1,000.
This Simpsons character once sold haggis from a booth for 50 cents a serving. Carlos?
Who is Willie?
Willie, groundskeeper Willie, yes.
Era of good feelings, 200.
The era of good feelings was a period of post-war calm in the early 19th century, mostly during this man's presidency. Carlos?
Who is Monroe?
Correct.
Era of good feelings, 400.
The era was a time of building roads and these aqueous transport arteries, such as the Lehigh one. Maddie.
What is channel?
No. Kristen?
What is canal?
Canal, yes.
Let it roll, 400.
64 million pieces of this chewy candy bearing the nickname of its inventor's daughter are made daily. Kristen.
What are Tootsie Rolls?
Yep.
Let it roll, 600.
Alexa, play Never Gonna Give You Up by him. He sang it with Foo Fighters in 2017, and you've been him-rolled. Carlos.
Who is Dave Grohl?
Nope. Maddie.
Who is Rick Astley?
Rick Astley is the one, yes, and that takes you up to 1,400, and we have a very close game. All right, we're going to take our first break. Back in a moment. Maddie Cahan is a pediatric neurology resident, but she grew up as a competitive dancer. What kind of dances are we talking about?
All kinds, but mainly tap, contemporary ballet. I even double majored in dance and neuroscience in college.
Why didn't you pursue that as a career?
I liked the brain a little better.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer. Carlos Chaidez from Burbank. You're a movie fan. Not only a movie fan, but a big movie fan. Now, last year, I understand, you went to the theater, the cinema, over 100 times?
Over 100 times.
What was your favorite film last year? Because you didn't go to the movies 100 times this year. With
That's correct. Midsommar was one of my favorite new directors.
And that would be?
Ari Aster.
Okay, good. Kristen Husek is our champion. Tell me about your mother-daughter get-togethers with your mom and you.
Yeah, so I have three younger sisters, and my mom wanted to do something, family tradition for us all. So every year we have a mother-daughter tea party, and we invite our friends and their mothers to come.
Good for you. All right, let's get back into this. Maddie gave me the last correct response, and that, of course, means she picks the next clue. So do it, Maddie.
Let it roll, 800.
This spiny omnivore can roll into a ball and float on its back. Its porcupine-like spines protect its soft belly. Maddie.
What is a platypus?
No. Kristen?
What is a hedgehog?
Hedgehog, yes.
Let it roll 1,000.
Mark, chapter 16, verse 3 asks, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of this? A synonym for tomb. And that word is sepulcher. Back to you, Kristen.
Literary quotes 200.
This hero. I swear to you before God, monsieur, that I am not Cosette's father. Maddie.
Who is Jean Valjean?
He's the one.
Literary quotes, 400.
This title character. On the 1st of September, 1651, I went on board a ship bound for London. Carlos.
Who is Robinson Crusoe?
Right.
Literary quotes, 600.
This Steinbeck hero, before taking leave of his family. Wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Tom Joad in The Grapes of Wrath. Back to you, Carlos.
Literary quotes, 800.
Answer. Daily double. Chance for you to move up into the lead.
I'll do a true daily double.
All right. Her to Roger Chillingworth. Ask me not. Thou shalt never know.
Who's Jane Eyre?
No, who is Hester Prynne? Scarlet Letter. All right, you're down to zero, but it's early. Go.
Era of Good Feelings, 600.
The era had little political strife due to the self-destruction of this political party at the end of the War of 1812. Kristen.
Where are the Whigs?
No. Carlos.
Who are the Federalists?
That's it.
Era of Good Feelings, 800.
The relative calm of the era made it possible to create the second of these institutions, later savaged by Andrew Jackson. Talking about a bank of the United States. Back to you, Carlos.
Era of Good Feelings, 1,000.
Florida became an American territory due to the first of these wars in 1817 and 1818. Maddie?
What are the Mexican-American wars?
Nope. Kristen?
What are the Spanish-American wars?
Nope. We're going in the wrong direction here. What are the Seminole wars? All right, Carlos, less than a minute now.
Literary quotes, 1,000.
This criminal leader... We are very glad to see you, Oliver. Very. Maddie.
Who is Fagin?
Yep.
Military Matters, 200.
Some in the military jokingly call this building the five-sided puzzle palace. Maddie.
What is the Pentagon?
Right.
Military Matters, 400.
Rear Admiral Isaac Kidd, the first U.S. Navy flag officer killed by foreign enemy action, was on the Arizona's bridge during this attack. Maddie.
What is Pearl Harbor?
Right.
Military Matters, 600.
In 2015, about 30 people were injured when the feathers flew, causing West Point to ban an annual tradition. This fight by cadets. Maddie.
What is a pillow fight?
Yeah. And with that, you move back up to 2,000 and into the lead, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back after this to start Double Jeopardy. All right, Carlos, you get to select first. There's a lot of cash available in the Double Jeopardy round. Let's see how much you can accumulate with these categories. As listed by UNESCO, we'll deal with World Heritage Sites in the United States, followed by Dennis, anyone? Science. Missed it by that much, darn. Comedians, a whole category devoted to pianists, painters, and playwrights. And finally, you gotta have art, A-R-T, coming up at the beginning of each correct response. Start us.
Science for 400.
In 1659, Huygens thought there was just one of these features of Saturn, but there are at least seven major ones. Maddie?
What are rings?
Yes.
Science 800.
Lord Kelvin had his own understanding of heat transfer, leading him to estimate this at 20 million years. Try 4.5 billion. He was talking about the age of the Earth. Maddie?
Science 1200.
A February 1953 paper by Linus Pauling says the structure of DNA involves this many intertwined helical polynucleotide chains. So close. Maddie?
What is three?
Yes.
Science 1600.
Answer there. The daily double. And you have 3,600 to put at risk.
1,000.
1,000 it is. In the early 1800s, John Dalton made pioneering tables of this measure, though he gave seven for oxygens. 15.999 is correct.
What is...
Hurry.
Chlorine?
No, what is atomic weight? Oh. Atomic weight. So you're still in the lead. Go again.
Comedians 400.
Henny Youngman's autobiography, Take My Life, Please, riffs on this trademark line of his. Carlos.
What is Take My Wife?
Yes.
Science for 2000.
The expansion rate of the universe is the constant named for this man, who in the 1920s pegged it at seven times the current estimate. Carlos?
Who is Doppler?
No. Maddie?
Who is Planck?
No. Who is Hubble? Carlos, you're at negative 1,000.
Let's do World Heritage Sites 2000.
Occupied from 700 to 1400, Cahokia Mounds in Illinois are remnants of the largest settlement north of Mexico, eponymously called pre-this. Pre-Columbian. Carlos, go again.
World Heritage Sites 1600.
The first World Heritage Site in Los Angeles, Hollyhock House, is part of a UNESCO group of eight major works by this architect. Carlos.
It was Frank Lloyd Wright.
Good.
Heritage Sites 1200.
With about 600 cliff dwellings of the ancestral Pueblo people, this Colorado National Park is on the list. And that would be Mesa Verde. Carlos.
Heritage Sites 800.
Completed in Philadelphia in the 1750s, this building was designated a World Heritage Site in 1979. Carlos.
But it's Independence Hall?
Yes.
World Heritage 400.
The San Antonio Mission's heritage site in Texas includes this site of a historic siege in 1836. Remember? Carlos.
What is the Alamo?
Yeah.
You gotta have art, 2000.
General term for a weapon like a missile launcher. Carlos.
What is artillery?
Yes.
You gotta have art, 1600.
Named for an old province in France, these wells don't require pumps as they flow under natural pressure. Carlos?
What is artesian?
Yep.
You gotta have art, 1200.
Adjective referring to vessels that carry blood away from the heart. Kristen.
What are arteries?
Nope. Maddie.
What is arterial?
Yes, it was adjective. Not noun. Back to you, Maddie.
Art 800.
To say clearly in distinct syllables. 10 letters. Maddie.
What is articulate?
Yes.
Comedians 800.
This future dater of the famous was just 20 when he joined the featured cast of Saturday Night Live in 2014. Carlos.
Who is Davidson?
Pete Davidson, yes.
Pianist 1200.
In 2002, this Flemish painter's Massacre of the Innocents sold for a modest $76 million. Carlos?
Who's Rubens?
Yes, Peter Paul Rubens.
Pianist, painters, playwright, 1600.
After returning to Paris in 1880 from military service, this young painter visited an island in the Seine called La Grande Jatte. Carlos?
Who is Seurat?
Yes.
Pianist, painters, playwrights, 800.
Answer there. The other daily double. And look at that. You've built yourself quite a lead.
7,000.
Okay. The suite life of this comedy playwright included title stops at California and London ones.
Who's Neil Simon?
Yeah. And that bumps you all the way up to 16,000.
I'll take pianists, painters, playwrights for 400.
Part of American nobility, this jazz pianist and band leader established his Mood Indigo in 1930. Carlos?
Who is Duke Ellington?
Correct.
You gotta have art, 400.
Eggs Sardou uses the hearts of these veggies. Maddie.
What are artichokes?
Right, less than a minute now.
Comedians, 1,200.
Gone since 2017, this insult comedian, ironically nicknamed Mr. Warmth, is warmly remembered. Carlos?
Who is Rickles?
Don Rickles, yes.
Dennis, anyone, 400.
Dennis Crowley co-founded this numeric technology platform that in 2009 unveiled its check-in. Maddie.
What is Foursquare?
Yes.
Dennis, 800.
Dennis Ritchie of Bell Labs was known for his book about this letter's programming language. Carlos.
What is C?
Yes.
Dennis, 1200.
In the early 1960s, he convinced Brother Brian to start writing songs about surfing. Kristen.
Who is Eno?
No. Maddie.
Who is Wilson?
Dennis Wilson, yes.
Comedian, 1600.
Gary Shandling created two TV series with show in the title. It's Gary Shandling Show and this one. And that was the Larry Sanders Show. Four clues left, Maddie.
Pianists, painters, and playwrights, 2000.
He was alphabetically first of the three big ancient Greek tragic playwrights. Kristen.
Who is Aristotle?
No. Carlos.
Who is Aeschylus?
Aeschylus, yes. And with that, you wind up at 20,400, and poor Kristen, negative 3,600. It wasn't your day, but you're a three-time winner. You've won $24,000 in cash. And in final today, it's going to be Maddie and Carlos. Here comes the final Jeopardy subject. Classical music. I hope you're into it. We'll reveal a clue after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... A jack-o'-lantern can be a pumpkin or one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Classical music is the subject for our final today. Players, here is your clue. Part of this famous 12-minute opening piece is called March of the Swiss Soldiers. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Maddie, we come to you first. What did you write down? What is La Bagatelle? And that is incorrect. It'll cost you $4,600. You're going to finish with no money, but you're getting $2,000. Now over to Carlos. He had the lead with $20,400, and he wrote down what is William Tell. We needed the word overture in there. We're going for the name of the piece. And so it's going to cost you how much? 10,000. That's all right. You wind up with 10,400 and you're the new Jeopardy champion and you get to play again tomorrow. All right, we'll say goodbye. Thank you for tuning us in. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Would I serve my family really matters.
Which is the only egg good enough for my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Slotomania makes every day fantastic. You never know what will today spin. Download Slotomania now, the number one free slot game, and find out what will today spin.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
7 on Your Side, getting you ready for the vote, looking back on our town hall event to help you survive these elections. Plus, with no parade, how cherry blossom festivities are going to look next year. And then, the future of D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza, new at 11.